The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Everyone, it's Piscopo in the Morning. Joe Piscopo is still off this week. Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. But don't worry, we have a lot of news to get to this morning, a lot of fun to get to. And the most important news for you is that Debbie Duhaime is back. We've been waiting for that all week. So we'll find out where she's been and, more importantly, how the traffic has been. Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. How are you doing there, Al?
I'm good, Frank. I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, boy. Only one.
As usual. Well, no, there's a couple. But, all right. You know, we're getting to the one.
Glad you survived the storm, okay.
Yeah.
Brutal out there.
It was pretty bad last night. Why did you have to tag me in a post yesterday with our sister station out in California doing a Facebook Live post?
Because they were talking about you.
Okay, great. So what?
All right, so you don't have to
just
watch
saying,
it.
They're involved in a contest just like me because we both talk about Calitrin. Which is a pill that I've been taking over the last several months, and they're looking for votes, you know.
But they said they were voting for you.
Well, that's nice. Very nice of them to vote for me.
All right.
You know, but don't tag me and stuff like that.
All right. Well, see, you know what I do is I make it so that I can't be tagged without my permission.
Well, that's good. I know, but see, I don't like to do that because there are other people that do tag me in things that I want to be involved in. So
it's a one or all
kind of thing.
Trying to help get you some votes. I want
to get them legitimately. I don't want to get them through coercion. Let's put it that way.
Very good.
And then telling people, you know, I would have friends with Al Gattulo. I don't friend everybody. In fact, one of the hosts of that show friended me after the video. I did not accept their request.
Well,
I don't know these people.
I don't care. I mean,
I know.
It's fine.
So that, you know, I don't like that. That's the kind of stuff I don't like.
What? Being tagged?
Being tagged and things like that. You know, like, so what? If I find out that they're talking about me, great. But, you know.
All right. Makes no difference to me. I'm trying to get you some votes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, a lot to get to. Obviously, the big story is the incredible weather we've been experiencing. There's a heat wave here in New York City, which is continuing today. Usually, the rain is supposed to calm down and cool down the weather a bit, but it has done no such thing. Today, as we're going to hear from Joe Lundberg in just a bit, is going to be just as bad, even though there are going to be some thunderstorms. But there is a heat advisory in effect and thunderstorms possible all over New York and New Jersey. So it's going to be a bad situation. And then locally, the other big story that we're watching is the situation over at City Hall later, where there's going to be this big vote on whether or not to cap the number of rideshare vehicles, these Uber and Lyft vehicles. So yesterday, there was dueling rallies. One rally led by the cab drivers saying, please cap them. And another rally led by folks supportive of Uber, who are trying to cast this as being anti-minority, the capping of Uber and ride-hail vehicles or e-hail vehicles. So yesterday, leaders representing minority communities urged the city council members to study app-based ride-sharing services before voting to cap them.
Ride-sharing has been transformative in our community. Whether we're talking about cracking open transportation or we're talking about providing income.
That was Kirsten Foy with the National Action Network. Activist Simone Sanders calls the bill a rush job and wants its vote delayed.
Actively and properly assess the impact that a rideshare cap would have on all communities, drivers and riders alike.
I have to tell you, I am very, very conflicted on this bill because I've taken e-hail vehicles and I've taken yellow taxis. And for years in the pre-Uber era, if you were to try to first take a yellow taxi from Manhattan to the outer boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx or Staten Island, you would hail a taxi if you could even find one. You'd hail a taxi and then tell them, oh, I'm going to Staten Island. They just tell you, no, I'm not driving all the way to Staten Island. And you say, well, no, that you have to. You have to take us anywhere in our great city of five boroughs. And they would just say, well, tough. I'm not taking you there. So you couldn't find the taxis, and then they wouldn't take you to the outer boroughs. And then if they would somehow take you where you wanted to go, even if it was in Manhattan, the cost would be just exorbitant. So then they launched all these green outer borough taxis a few years ago. That really did very little to increase the number of transportation options for people in the outer boroughs. But Uber has and Lyft have been great in terms of providing transportation options for people. But I look around downtown here. The traffic congestion has never been worse. And a key part of that is all these Uber and e-hail vehicles. Now, that's the one part of it. The other problem is for 15, 20 years, everyone that owns these taxi medallions has been spending $700,000, $800,000, $900,000, $1 million to purchase a medallion. And now the medallions are, if not worthless, they're worth a fraction of what folks paid for them. And on top of that, because you were told you have to buy these medallions or you can't drive a taxi, now we're seeing all these yellow taxi drivers kill themselves because of all the economic distress. I know we have a lot of Uber drivers that listen to us and a lot of taxi drivers that listen to us. I am very, very conflicted on this issue. I'd be curious to know what people think of this at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. What do you think?
All right. So I think part of it's a twofold thing. Obviously, there are a lot of taxis in New York City, yellow taxis. There are a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers. There has to be a middle ground here. I don't see why taking a year to cap the number of Uber and Lyft vehicles is going to be a big deal. A lot of these people, you know, honestly, I don't think they should be driving an Uber or a Lyft. You know, it's anybody who has a car can drive an Uber or a Lyft.
Well, in New York City, unlike other cities, you do have to have a TLC license.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. In other cities, you don't have to.
Right.
But in New York, they do mandate.
But some of these people, I mean, Anthony Pope was telling us the story the other day. He got into an Uber and the guy was having problems.
That was
Jersey. Yeah, all right. But that was Jersey. But still, I think there is there are way too many of them. Mm. The problem is the subway is not reliable. Mass transit is not reliable, a reliable option for people anymore in New York City. But you're right about the yellow taxis. They don't go anywhere beyond Manhattan. If you want to go to an outer borough,
which they're required to do, by the way.
Right, they're required to do that. Because what cracks me up is when they go, I'm not going to take you to Staten Island, but if I wanted to go to JFK, there's a flat rate on the car that says you'll take me to JFK. I don't understand that. So I think there has to be some type of middle ground here. I think capping the amount of Uber and Lyft vehicles for at least a year while the city studies it is not the worst idea in the world.
Yeah. So,
but the other end of it is these taxi medallions have been priced way too expensive. They've overvalued themselves as a taxi corporation. That's part of the problem. Why is a taxi medallion $750,000?
Well, it's not anymore, but now you could probably get one for $150,000.
All right, so what you have to do is you have to make it palatable to these cab drivers who paid that money right now. Maybe you have to try and figure out a way to reduce their debt somehow.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's part of what Uber offered here is a $100 million bailout package.
To the medallions.
To the medallion owners, yeah. Apparently that is not going to come to fruition. Now, the Uber folks, they say no cap. What we need is congestion pricing to reduce traffic congestion. But that's not something the city can do on its own.
Right.
That's something that the state would need to step in and weigh in on. But I'd love to hear, especially the drivers in our audience, 877-970-2999. I'm openly conflicted. I would love to hear where you stand.
But don't you think congestion pricing is coming regardless? At this point now, I mean, this is something that Bloomberg introduced introduced years ago, and everybody like just swept it under the rug and said, no, it's never going to happen. Now, all of a sudden, I know we're in an election year, and now all of a sudden Cuomo's idea is the best idea. This one is saying that. Don't you think congestion pricing is going to happen at some point?
I don't know. It also depends what congestion pricing looks like. So, I mean, if we have tolls on the East River bridges, is that congestion pricing? I don't know. You know, so, there's so many different versions of congestion pricing, but I think you're probably right. Some version of congestion pricing is probably going to occur. 877-970-2999. Anthony in Long Island, where do you stand on the proposal to freeze for a year the number of new Uber vehicles?
Is that me?
I think so.
Oh, hey, yeah. Listen, how you doing, Frank? Yeah, it's a good idea, Frank, because they lost sight of everything. They're not treating the drivers good anymore, Uber, Lyft. They dropped their prices. It's a good idea. On Long Island, they're killing us, Uber, because they're not taking care of the drivers anymore. It's a good idea they put a cap on this stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Anthony. And look, there's a lot of Uber drivers feel as Anthony does. There's an op-ed in the Daily News from an Uber driver that's in favor of the cap. But a lot of minority groups say, look, if you just bring back the days when minorities are going to have to rely solely on taxis, you're going to have a situation where minority communities are underserved by taxi cabs. So it's going to be interesting. A lot of other news out there as well. Obviously, the Manafort trial is huge, but I think the really, really disturbing story that I came across, and there's so many stories having to do with dead babies, which I just can't handle. So I'm not gonna bring you any more information about these dead babies.
I will in the next
great
news.
So yeah, if you want to hear about dead babies, listen to Al at 6:30, and be sure to vote for him in that Calitrin contest as well. But the Administration for Children's Services here in New York City, ACS, this is an agency that is tasked with looking after children, looking after the neediest children in our city, children in foster care, children that might be victims of parental neglect. So the Administration for Children Services didn't even bother to do a mandatory background check on Jacques Edwards and ended up hiring him to be a counselor just 2 years after he finished a 3-decade jail sentence for murder. Murder. Now, the guy was in prison for 30 years for murder, and he got hired to be a counselor at ACS. Shockingly, now he's accused of assaulting a 6-year-old. And you have to wonder, what in the world is going on at ACS? This is the latest in a string of problems that has plagued this agency long before de Blasio, even going back to the Bloomberg administration. This is absolutely crazy. I mean, again, I'm all for giving criminals, even murderers, a second chance. But I question whether if you've just finished serving a 3-decade sentence for murder, whether you should be in a position to deal with people that are the most vulnerable in society, which is little children. I think this is absolutely outrageous. Yeah. The 6'3", 225-pound man who's accused of assaulting a 6-year-old boy inside of a youth shelter, this guy had just come out of prison for murder. I think this is absolutely asinine. And the amazing thing is that the ACS commissioner says that, okay, well, they have better, more stringent background checks now, more stringent screening procedures, but there still may be other people with very serious criminal records working as counselors for ACS, which is beyond my comprehension.
It's amazing to me that this organization continues to have issues and nobody can seem to get it right. It seems like every couple of years, ACS is brought up, you know, they've hired somebody, they've done something wrong, they've dropped the ball on something. How, in the most cursory of background checks, it should have come up that this guy was a murderer. I'm not saying the guy couldn't get a job, but why with children? This is what I don't understand. A city job. How does this guy get a city job counseling children when he's a convicted murderer?
Yeah.
Go work somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I can't tell. I can't disagree with
that. And you know what? I mean, obviously they're going to lay the blame at the current commissioner, and obviously it's not the current commissioner's fault. He wasn't there when this person was hired, and they are taking steps to remove this man and have him fired, but it shouldn't have never gotten to that point. The person who was in charge beforehand should be up for criminal negligence.
Yeah. Well, look, I think you're probably right. If you want to comment on ACS hiring murderers or the city council voting today on the proposed rideshare cap, you give us a call at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Someone that has turned her life around since being convicted of murder herself does the traffic for us each and every morning. That's Debbie Duhaime. Hello there,
never,
Debbie.
Never. Well,
where have you been hiding? We've missed you.
You know, I just took a few days off, you know. I've just been, you know, just enjoying my life.
Good for you. Good
Sometimes
for you.
You've got to do that. And then, yesterday I had to go over to Channel 7, but I did take a couple days off just because, you know, because I felt like it.
Did you do anything fun?
I went out to dinner on Saturday. Let's see. Yeah, just been doing a lot of stuff, you know, with my friends, having a good time. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Enjoying life. Yeah,
all right.
You got to do it, you know.
Absolutely. You certainly mm-hmm. do. All right, Debbie, how is the traffic looking this morning with all those rideshare vehicles out there on the road?
Yeah, let's see what's happening. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. This report brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to Knapp Street. Knapp Street, it looks like you're seeing some problems here in Brooklyn getting out toward Shore Parkway. That's an overturned vehicle. Problems on the LIE westbound into Woodhaven Boulevard, a collision there. And the northbound side of the Van Wyck getting up toward Linden Place, an accident blocking at least one lane. Now, the inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 15, Holland about 5 minutes getting into town, and we're still seeing some stop and go traffic on 21 North getting up through Nutley. That's some ongoing construction as well. And heading over to Central Park Ave into Hall Place in Yonkers, a collision. If your back-to-school shopping list is testing your budget, the answer is shopping at Office Depot, Office Max. From pencils to laptops and everything in between, you'll find low prices all summer long online, on their app, or in-store at the place that's serious about supplies. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 90 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, how much do we need lawyers? What's their role in our lives? And how are they being trained today? These are the questions we pose to the Dean of the Santa Clara University School of Law, Lisa Kloppenberg. Tom Girardi and Howard Miller host a fascinating conversation and even address the high cost of lawyers. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, in theaters this Friday.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
When you or a family member is in an accident, the name that comes to mind is Bramnick. Lawyers John and Brent Bramnick at the Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. John Bramnick began his law practice in 1984. Now has 17 lawyers and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. Not every accident results in a lawsuit, but if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and take it to trial. Not all cases require a trial, but Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to fight for your fair compensation. If you're wondering how to pay your medical bills, how you'll be compensated for lost earnings, you know Bramnick has all the answers. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, call Bramnick. 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com. JohnBramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
6:24, this is Piscopo in the morning. Joe is off this week. He's in California, and he's going to be back next Monday. Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. The very interesting story, you know, I've always been a big supporter of, you know, our city's municipal workers, especially the police, the firefighters, the sanitation workers, and the teachers. But as big of a supporter as I am, of the police and the firefighters, sanitation, teachers, so forth, I think that the Taylor Law, which has been around for, you know, a half century or so, is very sound policy. Now, for those of you not familiar with the Taylor Law, basically it does a number of things, gives all municipal workers the right to form a union and to join a union, gives them the right to collective bargaining, provides for mediation, binding arbitration, all sorts of things that are pro-union, but the one key provision of it, which prevents anarchy, is that it prohibits municipal workers like police officers, firefighters, sanitation officers from going on strike. Because there have been times in our city's history when we've seen a garbage strike, a teacher strike, and it's been anarchy, chaos. So lo and behold, for instance, in Blandford Police, in Blandford, Massachusetts, the whole police officer, the whole police department there, small town in Massachusetts, they all went on strike. They actually all quit due to low wages, right? And that's a town where there's not a lot of crime, not a lot of big cities, but not a big city like New York City is, and it is chaos there with no police. That's what happens when the police choose not to show up. So the idea of having the police not be able to strike, having sanitation not be able to strike, makes all the sense in the world. Lo and behold, yesterday, Democratic candidate for governor and actress Cynthia Nixon dropped quite a bombshell in the governor's race, saying that she would amend the Taylor Law, which prohibits public employees from striking. She said, quote, as governor, well, her campaign put out a statement saying, quote, as governor, Cynthia will resist federal right to work attacks on organized labor by amending the Taylor Law to allow public sector workers the right to strike and support organizing drives for larger and stronger unions. Now, initially when I saw this headline, I said, okay, this is just an example of a woman that's not that experienced in government, not that experienced in politics, just saying something that sounds good, but she hasn't thought about. But the fact that she put this out as part of a press release in part of a plan for economic development tells me this was well thought out, which makes it even more scary that this woman, Cynthia Nixon, is putting out a plan that would allow police officers in New York City to go on strike. This is absolutely asinine. I think John Samuelson, who's with the TWU, and hopefully we'll have on Elias Husamuddin tomorrow when Bernie Kerik fills in on this show tomorrow. I think Elias, who's the head of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association, might have an interesting take on this. But John Samuelson, who's head of the Transport Workers Union and who's backing Cuomo, said, and I think he's right, Nixon's proposal smacks of political opportunism. I don't think she cares a rat's behind about workers. I think he's right there. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Julie in Westchester. Hello there, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, Julie. What's on your mind?
Just really quick on the murderer. That was working at ACS. My main question would be, first, what was that profile, that he provided to them?
What was what?
what was his resume that he provided? You know, you've been in prison for 30 years. So what did he provide as his, you know, references? Where was he working for those 30 years?
But that's Julie, a good question. That's a great question, but it really doesn't matter because all they had to do was put in his Social Security number and do a simple background check that would have found out he was in jail for 30 years. So, I mean, this is ACS dropping the ball, clearly. It doesn't matter what he put on his resume. And if nobody did do a check and just said, oh, he looks like a good guy, let's hire him, shame on the ACS, and that's even worse.
Well, I think your point's well taken, Julie, that it doesn't appear that there were any standards at all, really, to get hired as a counselor for ACS. And I think that's the very heart of the problem. But thank you for the call. Appreciate you you calling.
Did he put on his resume, like, counselor of prisoners while in prison? I mean, what? You know. Again, it's not like this guy went to jail for embezzlement or, you know, some other minor crime. This guy went to jail because he killed somebody. And yeah. I'm not saying that, listen, he didn't serve his time and he served parole and he went through all the process. Okay, that's great. But why would you put this guy in a position where he could harm children or harm anybody? But hire him for a job that doesn't require him to be in contact with anyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
does that sound discriminatory? I know, you know, you do the crime, you pay your time, you're supposed to get you know, reintroduced to society, and you're supposed to be able to live a normal life, but this is a different set of circumstances.
Yeah,
here.
No kidding. I mean, this is outrageous. The other story we're watching is there was an election in various states yesterday, primaries and general elections, including in Ohio, where one race appears to be leaning Republican, but it's still a bit too close to call. And both Republicans and Democrats are looking at this one congressional race as a bellwether of things to come in the midterm elections. But it appears in this one congressional race in Ohio, which was a special election, that the Republican is ahead by about less than 2,000 votes. This has to do with a seat. This is the Republican congressional candidate there is Troy Balderson, who's a state senator, and the Democrat was Danny O'Connor. So Balderson is leading by less than 1%. This is a district that Trump won by 11% and that Romney won. So a lot of the Democrats are saying, this shows, hey, even these traditionally Republican congressional seats are now all of a sudden competitive. I'm hesitant to draw too many conclusions from one isolated congressional race. And then the primary in Kansas for governor there, where Donald Trump actually weighed in and endorsed the more conservative of the and the more controversial of the candidates running, Kris Kobach, who served as head of his voter fraud task force. He appears to be leading, but it's a very, very narrow lead. The interesting thing about what Trump's been doing in these primaries is historically, sitting presidents usually haven't endorsed in primaries. Trump's saying, to hell with that, I'm endorsing whoever I want, and I'm going to tweet about them, I'm going to campaign for them. That is a big change from what we've seen previous Republican presidential candidates do. It remains to be seen how that's going to work out. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Neil on Staten Island. Hello, Neil.
Hey, Frank and Al. As for hiring someone for the city, I don't think ACS does the hiring. They have a Department of Investigation that does it, or the Department of Personnel. Everybody's fingerprinted. My son was hired for the city. I was hired in the 70s for the city. Everyone gets fingerprinted to get sent to the FBI, and the fingerprints come back if they have a criminal record or not. So I don't think ACS is responsible for that. Somebody gives them the okay that their background check is cleared. It wasn't ACS. Also, as for the Taylor Law, I remember when the transit strike, they had like $2 million in fines. And when they settled the strike, they got rid of the fines. So the Taylor Law is a deterrent. Sometimes the cops really don't go on strike, or firemen don't go on strike. But
because of the Taylor Law, though. Because of the Taylor Law, they don't go on strike.
Yes. But as a deterrent, what good is it if people are fined and they don't collect the fines? They just let it slide. I didn't think that was right, Frank.
No, I agree with you. But at least when that happened, the head of the TWU, Roger Toussaint, went to jail. Because he led an illegal strike. That's what's supposed to happen. The unions also lose their ability to deduct dues from their paycheck, which did happen with the Transport Workers Union. The only reason they got that back is because Mayor Bloomberg cut a deal with Darlene Mealy to get himself a third term. So everyone forgets that now. But they did lose that right to deduct union dues from workers' paychecks automatically. And I think you should. If you're an essential city worker, there's a lot of benefits that you get. You get a pretty generous pension package. You get a lot of things that folks in the private sector don't get. And the trade-off for that is, you know what? You're a police officer. You're a firefighter. You're a sanitation worker. You are essential. You do not have the luxury of going on strike. It's crazy to me that this woman, Cynthia Nixon, who said a lot of very interesting things, particularly as it relates to corruption, that I agree with. She's made some very good points with respect to education. She's clearly very passionate about public policy. But you cannot be a serious candidate for governor if you want to usher in an era where cops and firefighters can go on strike. Your number one priority as a public official, especially an office as serious as governor, has to be public safety. And you can't be serious about public safety if you are going on strike. Cannot happen. Cannot happen. So, by the way, coming up later, speaking of the governor's race, in a 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Marcus Molinaro. He is the Republican, Conservative, and Reform Party candidate for governor of New York State. He's got a big town hall meeting in Staten Island tonight, which I'm going to be at. It's open to the public. It's free. It's going to be at 6:30 at the Knights of Columbus in historic Richmond Town. So we're going to chat with him in the 7 o'clock hour, get an idea of how he thinks this race with Governor Cuomo can be competitive. And while you're playing your radio listening for today, you're not going to want to miss the Cats Roundtable tonight, or the Cats at Night program tonight from 5 to 6 with John Catsimatidis, because yesterday, this is now public record, I'm not telling any tales out of school, last night, John Catsimatidis had dinner with a man you may have heard of named Donald Trump. That's right. John Catsimatidis, one of a host, a very small dinner with President Trump. What did they talk about? What did they cover? John Catsimatidis will tell you tonight. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. 877-970-2999. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
77 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Three people are injured, at least one critically, after they were struck by lightning as powerful storms barreled through Queens. Two men playing soccer at Flushing Meadows Park in Corona were struck by lightning around 7:30 last night. The men, ages 30 and 42, taken to Elmhurst Hospital. One is in critical condition. Another man was struck by lightning near Baisley Boulevard and 155th Street. Authorities say he's expected to be okay. A tourist from Florida is dead after being punched in the head by a man in Queens. Police say Saber Sazbo was in town from Boca Raton for his stepsister's wedding and was looking for the Uber he called. When he knocked on the wrong car window early Sunday in Long Island City, the driver got out, smashed the 35-year-old in the head, and then took off. The 35-year-old hit his head on the pavement, lost consciousness, and died on Tuesday. Police are looking for a bald man who fled the scene in a white SUV. Police now believe the baby found floating in the East River over the weekend may have been thrown in by his own father. Sources are telling NBC4 New York that the boy's father may have since fled the country, headed to Southeast Asia. Tourists from Oklahoma found the baby on Sunday, pulled him from the water. Law enforcement authorities are apparently in touch with the 8-month-old boy, 8-month-old's baby's mother. In sports, Miguel Andujar singled in a run in the 13th inning, as the Yankees beat the White Sox 4-3. The Mets fell behind 5-1 in the third inning, lost 6-1 to the Reds. Starter Jason Vargas gave up 3 in the first before a long rain delay ended his night after just 14 pitches. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning. Thank you so much, Al. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. Normal service resuming here on the Raritan Valley line. Let's see what's happening with other New Jersey Transit trains. We're seeing some scattered trains canceled. One on the North Jersey coastline, two on the Morrison Essex, two on the Maine Bergen, and two on the Montclair Booton. Let's see what's happening as you head to the 6 train. Over on the 6 train, we're seeing delays, also delays on the 5, and that's all due to a stalled train. Inbound side of the GWB, that's 20 minutes into town. Lincoln 15, Holland 15. Traffic slowing down as you head to 280 eastbound ramp to the Garden State Parkway. Car fire on the ramp. New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south as you get down past exit 12. An accident just cleared. 78 east, but at 287, an accident there as well. And we're still seeing delays on the LIE west at Woodhaven Boulevard with an accident cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 90 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by
by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions. Then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the Bullet Train. Stand at Patton's gravesite. Visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours. 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, there's a good chance it's because of your pillow. I have great news. Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of MyPillow, is back with his most popular offer ever. Buy one premium MyPillow and get the second premium MyPillow free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is fantastic. It never goes flat. It stays cool throughout the night, and you can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to fit your exact need to help you get to sleep faster and to stay there longer. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can even put it in the washer and dryer. Now you can buy one premium MyPillow, get another premium MyPillow absolutely free. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. Go to MyPillow.com. Please be sure to use the promo code AM970. That number again is 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy... .com Studios.
Well, now tell me, what in the world can be wrong? I said, tell me, what in the world can be wrong? Woke up this morning, trouble knocking at my door.
6:41. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe's off today. I'm Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. A whole lot going on. And I think one of the more fascinating stories that we're watching in America and the world, quite frankly, is the debate over free speech on social media platforms. This has really come to a head with respect to Alex Jones. Now, if you don't know anything about Alex Jones is I don't even want to call him right wing because his views aren't easily quantifiable. But he has this website called InfoWars, which offers radio and TV programming on there, including hosted by him. So over the past several days, Apple, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify have removed most of Alex Jones's programming from their services in a sweeping effort to rein in what they call those who traffic in online misinformation that draws hundreds of thousands of followers and results in harassment and threats to their targets. Now, I am, I really think the things that Alex Jones says, many of them are absolutely repugnant. He said basically that the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, which killed 20 little children, six adults, was a hoax. He said that Hillary Clinton had personally murdered, chopped up, and raped countless children. He said somebody on his network said that the government staged 9/11. He said that the Democrats would launch a civil war beginning on July 4th, 2018. He said that the KKK protesters at the Charlottesville rally were just Jewish actors. He said that the Pentagon put a gay bomb in the water that's turning frogs gay. He said that Democratic intergalactic frickin' interdimensional aliens from outer space are invading us right now. I could go on and on and on and on. That's just a few. That being said, so, I mean, I have a big problem with Facebook, YouTube, these other entities censoring Alex Jones or anybody. I thought that one of the better comments that I've seen on the subject was from Nicole Gelinas of the Manhattan Institute, who said, if you support free speech, that means you really support free speech, not speech that aligns with yours or speech that makes you think, even if you may disagree with it. Support of free speech means supporting the worst speech you can bear to hear. That is kind of where I come down on this. When I see someone on Facebook claim that the Holocaust never happened, I think that's reprehensible. That being said, I don't know that I want Facebook picking and choosing who's allowed to say what. As we said with Mike Gallagher yesterday, the internet was supposed to be kind of the wild west of free speech, where anybody can say anything. Well, it's not that way anymore, because now the social media entities, Google, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, they're deciding what is appropriate in terms of free speech. It's no longer you get to say whatever you want. You get to say whatever you want as long as it's not offensive or in the minds of Facebook, hateful. What do you think? 877-970-2999. Al, you look like you were going to weigh in on that.
I think the guy is nuts, Alex Jones, but I do think he has a right to a platform. Whether or not you want to listen to him, and I've never really heard, you know, that much of him, but I think he's crazy. I think some of the stuff that he puts out there. But there are people that listen to this guy.
Yeah, he's got millions of followers.
And they believe, you know, a lot of what he has to say. I simply don't. And that's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have an informed decision. It's the same thing when people are screaming about how the fake news and fake media. Well, you're not supposed to be getting your news from one source, whether it's Fox News or CNN or CBS or ABC or NBC. You're supposed to be doing your research, supposed to be looking at different media outlets and make your own informed decision. That's, I think, part of the problem these days is that we follow social media too closely and people accept what's on social media as verbatim. You're supposed to use your brain, people, and think a little bit.
Yeah, I'm curious to know if folks think that that Facebook is right to censor hate speech, including Alex Jones, or whether you think anybody should be able to put whatever they want on Facebook. And how far does that go? So Alex Jones yesterday on his InfoWars program asked his InfoWars followers to rise up and buy more merchandise. So he is using this as an opportunity to rally his followers to rise up against the anti-Trump sociopaths who he says are behind the removal of his InfoWars programming from most social media platforms. What say you? 877-970-2999. First, let's say hello to Charlie Finch. Charlie, good morning, my friend. How are you doing?
Frank, first of all, good morning. We have a $200 bet that the Mullahs will be overthrown a year from now, inspired by our listener, Charles. I'm betting they'll be overthrown. You're betting that they won't. The winner has to pay $200 to your wonderful charity, the National Psoriasis
Foundation. Well, and I'll make a donation to your favorite charity if you want as well.
This is my favorite charity.
Thank you.
Your favorite charity.
Thanks very much.
But you're two for two. Let's go for three. And either way, the National Psoriasis Foundation wins. Very quickly, on Facebook, the issue is it a platform or is it journalism, the government, or someone needs to sue them because there are legal ramifications. And in 1976, I went to Allie Norton III, the heavyweight championship, during an NYPD strike. The NYPD was picketing Yankee Stadium. I couldn't get someone to use my other ticket because everyone was terrorized, so I took my yellow cab driver. And when we got out, Joe Frazier and Telly Savalas were getting out of their limo, and the cops beat them up.
Wow.
If anyone deserves a strike, it is the NYPD because they're underpaid, but I agree with you on the Taylor Law. Have a great show.
Thank you, Charlie. Let's go to another Charlie, this time on Long Island. Charlie, do you say on Long Island or in Long Island?
I'm on Long Island.
On Long Island. That's what I thought. What's your view on this whole Alex Jones free speech debate?
Well, there was an interesting article the other day where you probably spoke about it. The New York Times editor, I believe it was, who wrote reprehensible things about white people. Another individual went and took the term white people out and added black people and Jewish people. The moment she did that, she was kicked off of Facebook. So they're very selective on what they're targeting or what their agenda is. And Alex Jones has been in the crosshair of Hillary Clinton. She's been speaking about him, and NBC has been speaking about him for a while, trying to get him off. So this is a you know, a joint effort, and I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point, Charlie. Yeah, that was I believe it was Candace Owens, I believe her name is that. Yeah, Candace Owens.
Yeah, Kevin Anthony brought it up. Yeah. Oh, somebody brought it up. Who brought it up?
I'm not sure. I heard Kevin McCullough talking about it on his show.
No, Mike Gallagher brought it up.
Ah, right. Yes, yeah, sir. And she did exactly what the caller just described, which is she took out the word white and she replaced it with any number of other minorities, and Twitter suspended her. But other folks disagree. Someone on Twitter, and you could find me on Twitter. I have not yet been banned, but wait until the end of the week. I'm sure I'll say so or do something that will allow me to be banned from somewhere. You can find me on Twitter at Frank Moreno. But one user says Facebook and Twitter are not the internet. He can set up his own social network site or use other ones. I think that's a fair point, too. Curious to know where you stand. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. When we come back, a very bizarre melee at a hair salon in Brooklyn. Now, Debbie, you spend a lot of time in hair salons. You ever see a fight break out like this?
I haven't, and it's quite interesting to watch what's unfolding over there. And it's amazing, really.
Yeah, that it is. That it is. How amazing is the traffic this morning, Debbie?
Well, you know, we've got a couple of issues. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. We're going to head right over to New Jersey Transit. Raritan Valley Line service restored after that earlier problem in Plainfield, but we're still seeing seven other canceled trains because of the positive train control. Let's go over to the LIRR. LIRR, watch for some slowdowns right now on the Port Jeff branch with signal problems. Also with Metro North, delays on the Harlem line and the Hudson line with a track condition to deal with. We're seeing delays on the downtown 5 and 6 trains with a stalled train. Taking a ride to the inbound GWB is 20 minutes getting into town. Lincoln 25, Holland 25, 280 eastbound ramp to the Garden State Parkway, car fire to deal with, and 78 eastbound at 287. It's an accident off on the shoulder. We're still seeing slowdowns on the Bronx River Parkway southbound getting down past the Bronx Zoo. A collision over there. Harlem River Drive southbound busy down toward the RFK Bridge, and over on the southbound thruway picking up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Joe Piscopo here asking, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota with no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Listen to my show every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because you'll never know when Route 22 Toyota will be giving me the go-ahead to give away free things like a multi-point inspection and oil change with filter to the first five callers. Call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. Experience how one caring family in the car business is out to change the entire car business by offering you the smarter way to buy a car and more. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. Toyota, Route 22 West, Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. All European makes excluded.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of sun and clouds, hot and humid today with a high of 90. A couple of heavy thunderstorms will cross the area later this afternoon and early tonight. Any thunderstorm can produce damaging winds and cause flash flooding. Then partly cloudy, warm and muggy late tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, very warm, not as humid, with clouds and sun, high 87. Friday, partly sunny, quite warm, high 88. AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning show. Joe is out this week. He's going to be back on Monday. So on Friday, Frank Morano here with Al Cotullo. On Friday, there was this big brawl at this East Flatbush nail salon in which black customers and Asian workers got into this pretty heated fight in a video that became viral over a botched $5 eyebrow wax. And video of this incident shows one of the salon workers, an Asian woman, chasing a woman out of the shop while whacking her with a broomstick. Now, this worker was later arrested, as was Christina Thomas, the complaining customer who got the bad eyebrow job. Now, on Monday, demonstrators were out there protesting outside the store. Now, yesterday, an angry crowd was out there protesting with broomsticks. Now, the manager of this salon, Michael Lin, said that this fight broke out after a customer refused to pay.
I said, "You calm down, sit down. Let me call the police. If police come in, said you don't need to pay, you can go. No problem."
So, but some other people are saying that they've been to the salon and employees have overreacted.
If you pay for a service and you don't like a service, it's a $5 eyebrow. All you have to do is say, "I'm sorry," and keep it going. Like, it's not that serious. $5 is not even lunch.
They always treat us horribly. I stopped coming here altogether.
So there you have it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much of this really is a racial issue. A lot of people are trying to create a racial issue. Some of the people protesting yesterday, including Anthony Beckford, helped organize the rally. You know, this is what he said.
"But not just shut down for the day, for the week, for the month. We want to make sure they lose their business license. We want to make sure that they don't open up ever again."
He wants to make sure this business opens up ever again. That strikes me as a little excessive. That being said, if you look at this video, it is pretty harsh.
It's horrible.
I mean, if you...
One woman's picking up a chair and
it looks
smashing
like a gang
at somebody.
Fight.
Yeah, it's a gang... listen, close the store for 30 days. Make them pay a penalty for doing what they did. But, you know, it's your right. If you don't like the service that's being provided, you have the right to say, "I'm not going to pay," or "I'm going to call the police and file a complaint." You have the right to do that. You as a business don't have a right to, you know, force payment from somebody if they feel that something is wrong. Rectify the situation.
Yeah,
make it right.
Some of the signs that the protesters out there were holding included, "Take your broomsticks and fly away, you witches." Another
nice
one said, "Black dollars matter and they
God
wicked." Another one said, "No nails, no toes. This racist business got to go." And then they were chanting out there, "What are we going to do? Shut them down. When are we going to do it now?" So that's the situation.
It's a terrible story. I think they should shut them down for at least 30 days and make them pay a penalty. Real quick, before we finish up the hour here, sad news in the radio world. Ralph Howard, longtime anchor for 1010 Winds, WCBS, and was last heard on the Howard Stern channel on Sirius, doing these Howard Stern stories in sort of a serious tone, passed away yesterday. Had a lung transplant a number of years ago, died from, I believe it was from complications of that. Ralph was a really good guy. Got to work with him at 1010 Winds back in the 90s and got to know him a little bit more at Sirius. Just a very, very sad day.
Yeah, that is sad. He did a great job on Sirius. I used to listen to him on there. So, you know, we're sorry to hear that. But if you want to comment on this nail salon brawl or any of the Uber cap or anything else we've been discussing, these primary election results in Kansas and Ohio, you're welcome to give us a call at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Coming up next hour, we'll talk with Marcus Molinaro and retired U.S. Army Colonel Douglas McGregor about the Iran sanctions and a host of other issues. And coming up the 9 o'clock hour, you're not going to want to miss John Gambling. We'll be returning to morning radio. We're going to chat with him. We'll hear from you next. 877-970-2999. Here's Al Catullo with the news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.